Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. And on this episode, I want to chat about whether or not you should let go of or continue working with a financial advisor. And this would be somebody that you're getting advice from professionally, paying them through commissions or to manage assets or some other way, I guess, but primarily through commissions or managing assets. And another way to think about this is, or another way to approach is, why would you keep one? Now, in our case, with who we work with, virtually all of our clients have moved on from an advisor, and it could be for different reasons. They may have a hard time justifying the fees. They've come to believe that an advisor or advisory firm can't really invest the funds in a way that would be better than they could do on their own. They have been sold products over time that have made the engagement or the process not really what they wanted it to be. They find the advice lacking. Various reasons, whatever, they just don't feel like they need an advisor anymore. But we do have a handful of clients that hire us and they keep an advisor around. And these are some reasons why I think, you know, you may find that you want to keep your advisor with. Well, first of all, on a relative basis, you might find that their costs are somewhat low. You know, there are advisors that like robos that might come in at 0.2, 0.25, the Vanguard Advisory Services 0.3. Now, that's not nothing, but it's relatively cheap. It's something for sure, particularly depending upon how large your assets are. Now, it's not as much as 1% or even more. And so that lowish kind of fee, or maybe if it's in even a smaller flat fee arrangement, is acceptable. Advisors can help people in addition to just being a lower cost arrangement. Advisors may help you stay in your mix. They may make suggestions that make sense for you from an investment or asset allocation perspective. Now, for us, we think this is a difficult one to justify, because at this point, picking an asset allocation that works and sticking with it, we don't believe is that hard. But for some, they may find an advisory relationship where the assets are managed to be, for there to be some value in that. Well, you just like your advisor. That's another reason. You enjoy their company. You think they provide useful insights, whatever those happen to be, about your personal finance and your life. And maybe they send you a card too every once in a while. So you want to keep paying them for those engagements. Maybe they are providing good guidance on tax ideas or maybe tax planning that helps you justify the fee, maybe getting some estate planning help, maybe some banking issues or questions that you have that they've bailed you out with or at least provided some direction on in the past. Some clients will also find that advisory firms can be a good resource for their family or someone close to you if you were to pass or be in a situation where you can't manage your assets anymore, or just some other area of your financial life that you need help with, they provide guidance on. So as I mentioned, we certainly do have some clients that work with us and maintain a relationship with an advisory firm. And we say that right in our FAQ before our clients buy us, that some of these people that hire us, they like and appreciate that they have two sources for comment. So those are a quick rundown of reasons why you might want to keep an advisor around. Of course, I have to qualify this with the idea that we have pretty big issues with the fees that advisors charge and how in many cases the fee is associated with the size of the assets being managed or if the advisor is compensated based upon selling or providing a product. And we think in many cases that these arrangements drastically alter how advisors provide guidance. That's just our take on it. Some people are okay with this and it works for them. And if they feel like they're getting good value, then keeping an advisor can be the right call.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.